are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. And it's time to chat with the folks from the South Dakota Discovery Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Getting ready for a hot one around Central South Dakota.
Goodness, we are.
I thought maybe we kind of got over that, you know, but.
Right, summer is winding down, but yet the temperatures aren't.
Yes, Mother Nature is still making her presence known.
She sure does.
But we want to talk about, hard to believe, but here we are almost to school time and preschool. You have registration going on.
We do. Since our summer is winding down, we still have two camps left to go, but we're starting to think about the fall and what will happen then. Our preschool registrations are open now. We're going to have our fall sessions that will start on September 9th and will go through December 16th. There we go. So every Friday from 8:30 to 11 is when we have our preschool, and we're very flexible. When parents have to drop off their kids early, we're happy early as 8 o'clock to just be there so the kids can hang out, because we know that it's sometimes hard for drop-off or for pickup.
Right.
So just let us know. But for 13 weeks in the fall, we're going to have our preschool again, and then again in the spring. So registration is open. We have 20% discount for members, so make sure to sign up for that. And if you aren't members yet, maybe consider a membership.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to get into it and to all the great programs that you have.
All the great programs, exactly. But right now, really, we focus on ages 3 through 5. And when you are a member, you can also get our member inclusive or exclusive for our Itty Bitty Einsteins, which is happening every first Saturday of the month. This Saturday, August 6th, we're going to talk about Backbone Bonanza, which is thinking about vertebrates and why did they become a backbone, why is it important, and which animals do have a backbone.
Very nice.
I know.
I know the little bitty Einstein, because they have such a great time. There's so many different things.
Many different things. And when I just looked at this topic, I'm like, oh my gosh, what a profound evolutionary step that we're going to talk about with those little ones, because who really thinks about that?
Exactly. And, you know, if anybody's going to wonder about things,
That's the place to go. Right.
Yes.
That's exactly. We've got to foster curiosity, because the little ones are curious. Every parent knows that. The questions will never stop.
Exactly.
We're trying to answer some of them, or just look at it with them together and really foster that curiosity so that they can become curious adults.
Most definitely. And you got a nice infusion of some money coming
nice
your way.
Nice infusion is mildly speaking. We are really thrilled together with the city of Fort Pierre, with the Lower Brawl Sioux Tribe, with Future Fort Pierre. The Discovery Center received a grant from the EDA, one of the American Rescue Plans. $1.9 million is what we're getting with the city of Fort Pierre, which is absolutely exhilarating. We can hardly believe it. And what the Discovery Center is getting out of that is outdoor spaces. So it is all about recreation trails and educational trails. So we're going to get interactive outdoor exhibits. We're going to get an amphitheater. We're going to get a pollinator garden, everything around nature and being outside. So we're going to call it our eco lab outside. And so no matter where we go and what our future holds, we'll have a space outside that is safe, that is accessible, where we can bring people of all ages and do some educational programs. And we are thrilled.
Yeah, that is going to be a wonderful addition.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of money. It will do really good for our economic development, for our communities. We're really excited for that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, using that and, you know, letting the community enjoy and being able to offer more. And that sounds like that's what you're doing.
Absolutely. That is exactly what we're doing. And so our development and marketing director will talk a little more about what else is connected to that.
Yes. And so part of, you know, like Raya was saying, the outdoor spaces that we're developing, you know, you can study the smallest microbes in the soil, and then we can also look up to the stars and think about the universe, which is really connected with our Starstruck campaign that we're running right now.
That's right.
Yes, which is for a new portable planetarium. And the system that this planetarium will be based in will be able to be used in the new outdoor spaces or anywhere in the state that we want to take space exploration to. And so we are asking people to visit sd-discovery.org and to donate and to participate in our Starstruck events this summer. Coming up on August 12th at 8 p.m., we have a Starstruck moonlight paddle on the river. Ooh. And so you can, if you need to borrow a kayak, you can register on our website. And if you want to bring your own kayaks, you know, that's fine too. And we're going to look at the stars and paddle on the river.
That sounds like a great activity.
Yeah. And that's, you can, for our kayaks, as long as you're 10 and up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you're bringing your own and you have a parent with you, you can be any age.
Excellent. So don't waste any time. Get signed up and be part of that. That's going to be wonderful. Yeah. And how is the Starstruck coming along so far?
We had a great kickoff at our last Discovery on Tap event, which we looked at James Webb images.
Right.
And, you know, that was wonderful talking to people and really engaging with potential donors and that sort of thing. And, you know, the next event, we're hoping to do that again. And so the money is starting to be raised, but we definitely need more donors and looking for some big donors too. If you want to put your name on the planetarium, give us a shout out and we'll get you set up.
Sounds good. Yeah, we need to get behind this. This is going to be another great addition to what you have to offer.
We cannot wait. We just talked to a couple that has been supporting us for a long, long time with the planetarium, and they actually brought the first planetarium to the Discovery Center.
Oh, wow.
And they were just talking about how, you know, it's been a while. It's been a while that we've had it, and we got great use out of it, but we want to make sure that things like the new Webb Space Telescope images we can actually watch in our immersive atmosphere and not just on a screen, because it's very different when you're in a dome, when you have the stars around us. That wow factor is just something that you can't recreate if you're just looking at it on a screen.
Yeah. And this new dome, actually, grandparents can join their grandkids because they don't have to crawl through a tunnel. We can actually let them in. So even if your knees aren't working, you can experience this immersive space.
So a little more versatile for those of us.
We're hoping that we're going to get there. Yes.
That would be great. So yeah, this and all the other great programs, I encourage folks to visit you, check things out online as well.
Exactly. We either sd-discovery.org is where you can find all the information about our campaigns, our programs that are coming up. All of those are there. You can also look at Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We're always there in our presence, and you can check out what happens. If you have any questions and want to just talk to us, 605-224-8295. We're always there for you to chat, or stop on by. We're there.
Exactly. Face-to-face is always fun.
We still have our hours until Labor Day from 10 to 5 during the week and Saturdays. And so check it out and make sure that you take advantage of those longer hours that we have, because Labor Day, we're going to scale back again for our winter hours.
That's right. It's a great place for the entire family. So go on out and enjoy.
Thanks.
All right.
So
well,
much.
Keep cool this week, ladies.
You too.
We will all be trying hard. Definitely. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
And there is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic.